Instead of faith, the disciples' first reaction in front of the risen Lord was fear. Think about that. It is understandable because witnessing a miracle does not guarantee faith. It does not. And having faith requires a special mindset. It is only when the apostle fear subsided enough to realize that this seemingly intrusive and unexpected presence in front of them was the Lord that they're starting to change their mind slowly from fear to joy, and then finally to get an understanding of faith. That is our human nature, my brothers and sisters. Fear is a reaction. Faith is a response. There is a story of a man who was electrocuted while he was trying to change a light bulb in his bathroom. And not a good idea, you know, standing on the on your top to try to do the to try to deal with electric stuff. His wife found his body sprawled on the bathroom floor on the floor and called for help. Friends, neighbors, and the police, they all came over. And the police declared, pronounced him, the man, dead. And the man was then taken to the funeral home. The local radio picked up the story and broadcast it over the net as well. This was in the 50s, by the way. However, in the middle of the night, the man woke up. He regained consciousness. He was not dead. But when he realized where he was, he looked for the watchman to try to say, hey, you know, I'm here, I'm alive. But then the watchman thought that he had seen a ghost and started running off the funeral home. He then called his wife. And as soon as she recognized the voice of the man, she fainted. Yeah, because she thought she was hearing a ghost. And then he said, okay, let me call a couple of my friends. So he called a couple of his friends, and they hung up on him because they thought it was some kind of prank. And finally, what he did, he called a friend from another town that had not heard the news that he was dead. And that friend eventually convinced the people that this man was not dead. Quite a story, right? Well, that scenario of that electrocuted man is very similar to what happened in today's gospel reading. Jesus' apparition to the disciples through closed doors, you know, in front of people that were alarmed, frightened, and perplexed them until Jesus asked them, why do you fear? What's the problem? I did everything I said I was going to do, and I'm here. So why are you afraid? Jesus then still had to convince them, the disciples, because they have lost their faith due to disappointments, due to shame, due to fear, due to worries and frustrations that were caused when they just witnessed their rabbi, their Messiah, being crucified at the cross and buried. How could this be? Right? Jesus showed them his hands and his feet, and Jesus invited them to touch him to prove that he was real. And he even ate a piece of fish with them, all to prove that he was alive and not a ghost. He stood there before them as real and alive as he had been over the past 3 years. And now, I ask you, can you imagine the renewed joy and hope that radiated from the apostles once that they realized that, yes, in fact, he is risen. And he is right there in their midst, just as he said. The major thrust of today's liturgy is that challenge, a challenge of the faith, to believe that Jesus is risen. That's a challenge. Jesus lives and reigns over our problems, our difficulties. And yes, my brothers and sisters, there are moments in which we feel like Jesus is dead and lives no more. perhaps because of the constant challenges and problems that are in our daily lives. And Jesus is asking us, why are your hearts troubled? Why are you filled with doubts? What are the situations that prevent you from believing that he's the Redeemer and that he is living and that he's here and that he's present in the Holy Eucharist? What is it? Is it childlessness? Is it marriage problems? Is it disability, perhaps a sickness, an illness that you may have? Is it unemployment? Is it debts? I pretty much cover everybody here, right? In one way or another. What is it? Remember that the Redeemer lives, and a minute that he spent on that cross does not compare to the whole lifetime that we have been in this plane. So we have to put things into perspective, my brother and sister, right? And we are asking you, believe that Jesus has risen, and that if you let him, he lives and reigns. He lives and reigns over your challenges, over your problems, over your frustrations, over your desperation, over your disappointments. And all he's asking us to do is to believe in him. And we can do that only by studying the scriptures and living the gospel with our words and actions with everybody that crosses our path. We do this, and the rest is taken care of, my brothers and sisters. May God bless you and protect you all.